about calling upon the name of the Lord. And this practice may be misunderstood, because we don't find it in the Christianity. But the same question Sister Saskia just asked to us, I also asked it to Brother Paul, and I got an answer. Calling upon the name of Jesus is not an issue by itself, but there is a condition when we are to call upon the name of Jesus. There is a condition. I think we are talking about this. I think we find answer. And I think those we may remember that Brother Paul spoke about it many times. And you may wonder why we keep talking about this practice, calling upon the name of Jesus. I remember some years ago, actually, the church where I come from, there was planted by Swedish missionaries who came to spread the gospel in Burundi. And the church was raised, and now we have almost a million of members throughout the country in Burundi. Now, our senior pastor back in Burundi was invited to preach in Sweden. And the way he preached powerfully, and he loved repeating, but they asked him, when you preach powerfully, but you keep repeating the same thing. He told them, he answered them like this: I repeat because I want you to get my point. Amen. Amen. We repeat this because we want us to get it well. Amen. Right? Amen. Amen. Now let's read the scripture from Lamentation 3:55. We read together. We want to see the meaning of calling upon the name of Jesus. Amen. We read together. Let's read together.
I call on your name, O Lord,
from
the lowest pit.
You have heard my voice. Do not hide your ear from my sighing, from my cry for help. Amen.
Amen.
You know, some Christians believe that calling upon the name of Jesus is the same as praying. Calling upon his name is different from just praying. It's different. Of course, calling upon his name is within a praying category. But it is important to realize that calling upon his name is not praying only. When we dig deep this word call in the Hebrew, it means to shout.
Amen.
To shout or to call out.
Amen.
Even in Greek says apekaleo. Apekaleo means calling a person and lifting him up, or calling a person's name. In other words, to call here means to call a person's name. So that he can hear it, right?
Amen.
So we can pray with our mind, mm-hmm. but calling his name mm-hmm. needs to be audible.
Amen.
Calling Jesus needs to be audible.
Amen.
We need to make a sound.
Amen.
So that to call upon his name means to call him with an audible voice, an audible sound. We can say like, "Oh Lord Jesus," loudly.
Amen.
Loudly. This practice of calling upon the name of Jesus is not a New Testament, only a New Testament context. It's found also in the New Testament. It's old as the human generation, the human existence. We see in right in Genesis, in the Old Testament, Genesis 4:26. Let's read together. Genesis 4:26.
Seth also had a son,
and his name Enosh.
At the time,
men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. In time of Enosh, the son of Seth, you know, Seth is the third son of Noah, right?
Adam.
His son, at his time, people began calling upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Calling upon the name of the Lord began with this guy. And not only the prophets in the Old Testament called upon the name of the Lord, but they also prophesied that others will call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's see like Joel. Joel 2:20-22.
And everyone.
Joel.
Everyone calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
Amen. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
Amen.
That's Joel in the Old Testament. Zephaniah 3:9.
For then I will change the language
of the peoples into a pure language.
Amen.
Upon the name of the Lord.
Serving him with one accord.
I will change the language of the peoples. Peoples, when the peoples, you see, it's tribes. Tribes have different languages. Tribes. Huh? Peoples. And they will do what? They will call upon the name of the Lord. That's us today. We are from different nations, different languages. And we can call upon the name. That's a prophecy. Fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. Now, Joel says, Joel 2:28. Let's read also Joel 2:28 says, and afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all people. The sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your vision. You see here? You see? In order to receive the shower of the Holy Spirit, we have to call upon the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And this prophecy, as I said, was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
If we want God's anointing, we need to call upon his name.
Amen.
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 Amen. And that's in the Old Testament. How about in the New Testament? In the New Testament, let's read Acts 2:21. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the Lord
shall be saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
Old Testament, the New Testament. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. As you see, calling upon the name of the Lord started since the Pentecost and has continued throughout the New Testament. Timothy. Paul writing to Timothy is a letter to a second letter, 2 Timothy 2:20-22. Let us read.
Flee the evil desires of your youth and pursue righteousness,
fair love,
and peace with those who call on the Lord of your heart.
Amen. Let's repeat together this one again with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. You see now, that's the answer is coming.
Amen.
Calling the name of the Lord with the what?
Pure heart. Amen.
Surely, this will not include those people who will say, Lord, Lord. With a pure heart, we are accepted by God.
Amen.
When we call Jesus, the Lord of the Jesus, with a pure heart, we are accepted.
Amen.
Our prayer is accepted. Our cry is heard.
Amen.
And accepted. All right?
Amen.
And we can see here some people in the Old and in the New Testament. Let's see this one, Acts 7:59. He died. He looked up in heaven and said, "Oh Lord Jesus, receive my spirit."
Amen.
You see, he called the Lord Jesus, amen, from his spirit.
Amen.
And the Lord heard him and he raised up.
Amen.
Jesus, he raised up and stand on his feet to come over to rescue and to help Stephen. And Stephen could not even hear the stoning. He just praised the Lord. He seen the Lord because he called upon him for a rescue. His body could not sense even the stone coming all over the sides. All right, let's see Acts 9:14.
He has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who follow your name.
Amen. And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name. Who is that? This is Paul. He was Saul. Before he was converted, he went all over the cities looking for those who call the name of Jesus. He was actually calling the Lord the name of Jesus was a mark, like identity, to identify those people. He was targeting those who call upon the name of Jesus, the Lord. You see, the first church in the book of Acts were calling upon the name of Jesus. That was a mark. That was a distinction from them that Paul will see and we'll see from them and realize that these are true Christians. They are true believers. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now, what is the purpose, the reason of calling on the name of the Lord? First of all, is to receive salvation.
Amen.
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 Acts 2:21. Let's read it again. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
We call upon the name of the Lord to receive salvation from the Lord.
Amen.
The first and the primary reason to call upon the name of the Lord is to be saved. You know, if one is too late to call on the name of the Lord in a loud and audible voice, this experience of salvation can be quite rich in his spirit, right?
Amen.
We experience this rich salvation not that initially, but continually and every daily calling upon the name of Jesus. All right.
Amen.
Let's see also another reason. Second reason is to be rescued from our worries,
amen,
tribulation, and sadness and hurt. Psalm 116:3-4, right? Let's read together. Let's read together.
The torch of death has
come
on me.
Anguish of the grave came over me. I was come by distress. Then,
oh Lord, save me.
Amen.
Amen.
Then I called on the name of the Lord.
Oh
Lord, save me.
Amen.
Amen. You see, this is psalmist was in a danger, and he remembered that there is a Lord who can save him, right? He was in a great danger, all right? And the third reason, another reason, to participate on the Lord's compassion. To participate in the Lord's compassion. Psalm 86:5.
You
Lord,
abounding love.
Amen. Abounding in love to all who call to you. Amen. Fourth, to participate in the Lord's salvation. Psalm 116:13. I will take the cup
in the name of the Lord.
Amen. We see, you see, the more we call upon his name, the more we enjoy his mercy. The more we get salvation,
Amen.
The more we are rescued from our worries,
Amen.
Our tribulation, sadness, and heart.
Amen.
And also we participate in the Lord's compassion.
Amen.
And even in the Lord's salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Let's keep calling upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Paul will continue.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, greet one another, brothers and sisters, to next to you. Say, oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Just, can you bring my water bottle that's outside? Water bottle. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, bless the offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll repeat after you. If I open my mouth,
if I open my mouth,
my heart will be open.
My heart will be open.
If my heart is open,
my heart is open.
My spirit will be released.
My spirit will be released.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a bottle, brother. Amen. Amen. Okay. The most important thing In the church service is to release my spirit.
Amen.
Because God is spirit, we need to touch him. You want to touch him, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, listen. God is spirit now. Jesus Christ. Okay? When he resurrected, yes. When he resurrected, he became a life-giving spirit. So he's a spirit and you want to touch him, you need to release your spirit. You need to know how to use your spirit. And how you use your spirit, you need to open your mouth.
Amen.
You need to open your lips. Amen.
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 Amen. Listen, when you come to church, you have to exercise your spirit. And how to do that? You have to open your mouth and say, Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, when people are dead, there's no sound. Right? When you go to the cemetery, no sound. Why? People are dead. When the place filled with life, there's noise. A place with many children, you bet there's going to be noise. Why? They are filled with life. You know what I'm talking about? When you go to a place where their grandma and grandpa, like 80 years old, 90 years old, not too much noise. You understand? They can hardly say a word. You know what I'm saying? But the kids, they're loud. They're loud. Why? They're young. They're young. You know, they're filled with life. Are you young or are you old?
Young.
Huh? Are you young or are you old?
Young.
How about spiritually? Are you?
Young.
Oh Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for a wonderful message, brother Richard. This is one of the most important message, my brothers and sisters. I appreciate when you share. Why are we repeating the same message over and over again? I believe I'm going to repeat this message more and more even then. You know why is it? Because this is such an important message. And we need a reminder all the time. We need a reminder. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, church. Speak like a soldier. Right? Speak like a soldier. We are in warfare now. We're talking about the name of Jesus Christ. We are in warfare. And the Satan does not want you to open your mouth and say, call on his name. That's not what Satan wants, right? Your body does not want. Your flesh does not want. Because you may be feeling tired or weak or depressed. But you know what? The name is above all of our feelings and emotions and weaknesses. Hallelujah. His name deserves all of our praise and all of our attention, all of our energy. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Too soft. You're a big man. Amen.
Amen.
No, still too soft. Amen.
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 Oh, better, better. Yeah, we need to know how to project our voice, because every time we say amen, I believe that our enemy, I believe the evil spirit was shuddering. They'll be scared. Listen, Bible said we need to believe into his name, Jesus Christ. Bible said we need to gather into his name. When two are gathering in my name. Bible said we need to baptize into his name. The whole Bible is talking about his name. In the Old Testament is Jehovah. In the New Testament is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're talking about the name of Jesus Christ. We should be excited. We should be excited, right?
Amen.
We should be stirred up and say amen to every scriptures of his name.
Yes.
We should say amen to every points of the message about his name.
Amen.
Because you know what? Before the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow.
Yes.
Philippians chapter 2, right? Every knee shall bow. Hitler will bow down before the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 President Trump will bow down before the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow down and every tongue confess.
Amen.
Church, every tongue confess.
Amen.
With your tongue, you want to confess what? Confess Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because that's the most powerful name, most saving name, most miracle name.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Come on, church, this is weirdest spiritual warfare. Amen.
Amen.
Whenever we talk about the name of Jesus, it's warfare. Whenever we talk about the word of God, warfare. Spiritual warfare. Whenever we talk about spirit, it's a spiritual warfare. So I know today is warfare. When I prepared this message, I heard there's a soccer today. If you're a soccer player and you're here, God bless you. Because I think many brothers went to see soccer. Oh, Lord Jesus. The name Jesus deserves highest, better than soccer. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, I believe, therefore I spoke. Come on, church. Repeat after me. I believe.
I believe.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I spoke.
I spoke.
Come on, open your mouth. Open your mouth. Bible says, open your mouth. I'll fill it. I'll fill it. Right? If you close your mouth, nothing will happen. Don't meditate. Don't think too much. You understand? Bible says, take captive of every thought and make it obedient to Christ.
Amen.
Bible says, prophecy builds a church. Not your thoughts. Not your meditation. Do you understand? There's a power in prophecy. There's a power when you speak the word of God. There's a power when you speak the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So Bible says 2 Corinthians 4:13, I believe, therefore I spoke. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you will say his name. You will speak his name. If you believe, you will speak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you believe every day of your life? Every moment of your life, what do you believe? I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
Shall be
saved.
It's not just talking about eternal life here. It's talking about every kinds of circumstances. You will be saved. Let's say your mind is going away to some other, like a dance club. You know? Do you understand? Oh, today I feel so bored. I need some excitement of my flesh. Oh, I need some pleasures, so let me go to dance club. Gangnam style. Gangnam club, whatever. There's one brother said, hey, I went to Gangnam. There's a club in Gangnam. There's a club in Itaewon. There's a club everywhere. I said, you go there? I said, yeah, I go there. It's pretty fun. So you have that clinging. You have a strong desire within you that you want to go and you want to please yourself. You want to have the pleasures of your, desires of your flesh. Well, what do you do? How do you overcome it? How do you overcome it? I want to tell you something, brothers. How do you overcome it? You can pray for 1 hour. Go to mountain prayer. They have many mountain prayer in Korea, right? You can go to the mountain and pray. Yes, you can do that. But you know what? In my case, it's very simple. Just call Lord Jesus.
Amen.
If I do that, some miracle things happen to my mind, to my desire. Those desire goes away. Hallelujah. And a new heart, new desire comes into me. How does that happen? We'll find out today how to call on the name of the Lord. There's an answer to that. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm telling you something, brothers. To all your problems, not some problems, I will tell you, okay, Morris? To all your problems, not some problems, the name of Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want to challenge you, right? I want to challenge you this. Right? The first stage is to deliberately you call on the name of the Lord. You need to call on His name deliberately, intentionally. You understand? Because you need to train yourself. You need to exercise. Okay? You understand? In the first stage, it's not natural. You wish you can call on the name of the Lord naturally, but it doesn't happen in the first stage. So first stage, you have to deliberately call on the name of the Lord. You have to intentionally call on the name of the Lord. You understand? Like this. Okay, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord 100 times. 100 times a day. You know, deliberately you set, you determine to call and exercise, you know, train yourself. That's the beginning stage. But then you need to go to the level where you need to call on the name of the Lord from deliberately to the next level is subconsciously. You're half conscious and half unconscious, subconscious. But you shouldn't be satisfied calling on the name of the Lord subconsciously. You need to go to the next level, which is you need to call on the name of the Lord unconsciously, unintentionally, that it becomes part of your life. That without calling on the name of the Lord, you feel like you are so dry. You feel like you're so dark. You're so dead. Do you understand? Do you understand? It's like every day you are what? Drinking water, right? Every day you're eating food, right? Every day you are breathing. Without it, you cannot survive. Likewise, spiritually, you will sense in your spirit that you cannot live without calling on His name. This is that much important. This is life and death matter. My brothers and sisters, this is life and death matter. Why is it so hard to call on His name? Because this is so important to your spiritual life. And the enemy will hinder you. Enemy will make you busy. Make your life busier. Enemy will play with your mind. You know, non-Christians, whether they are Buddhist or atheist or other, you know, non-Christians, when we ask them, okay, Bible says when you call, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call on the name of the Lord? Try. Do you think they would call on the name of the Lord, Lord Jesus? You will see they will have a hard time calling on the name of the Lord. One person testifies that when she's about to call on the name of the Lord, all of a sudden her tongue got freeze. She couldn't move her tongue. You see, it's a spiritual battle. Just the calling on the name of the Lord itself is a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual warfare. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Open our eyes to see the importance of calling on the name of the Lord. Because this will determine whether we will live out Christ or not. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21 says, for to me, to live is Christ. How do we live Christ? We need to unconsciously call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, listen. If we don't, I shared this before, but I want to share again, okay? Because I want you to really get this, all right? If we don't eat 40 days, we will die, right? Generally speaking. 40 days, if you're without food, you die. How about water? 3 days. How about breath? 3 minutes, you finish, all right? If I say, stop breathing out, after 3 minutes, everybody in heaven, huh? You understand? So likewise, with eating, we have to eat the scriptures. We have to eat Jesus. Jesus says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word is Jesus. So we have to eat the Word of God, we are eating Jesus. Hallelujah. So not only we eat Jesus through the word of God, but you know what? We need to breathe. As brothers share, Lamentations 3:55, 56. I'm in the deep pit and I call on the name of the Lord. Lord, listen to my sighing, my breathing. You see, calling on the name of the Lord is my breathing. Hello, are you breathing now?
Yes.
Are you spiritually breathing or are you not? You stopped breathing a long time ago. Huh? Because you're not breathing, you feel dry, you feel gloomy and depressed. Oh, you feel hopeless and helpless. And you sing a song and there's no fire in your heart. Your tears are dry. Your prayers are cold. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, we need the fire.
Amen.
We need a revival.
Amen.
Psalm 80, I believe, 80 or something like Psalm 80 or somewhere. It says, revive us so that we may call on your name.
Amen.
Revive us so that we may call on your name. Listen, there's a revival when people call on the name of the Lord. When you go to church and they do not call on the name of the Lord, that means there's no revival. You know what I'm talking about? When you, listen, when there's a revival, when oh, it's like this. So, okay, how can we call on the name of the Lord better? Well, we need revival. When there's a spirit of revival comes, we will call on the name of the Lord. So we need to pray like this. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. Because without your spirit of revival, we cannot call on your name. Revive us, Lord. Revive our hearts so that we can call on your name. Oh, let's call on his name. Oh, Lord Jesus. Ready?
Lord Jesus.
It's got to be audible. Remember? First, audible, right? Come on, one more time.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, one of the things that I found out to myself, okay? Maybe this can apply to you as well. Listen, when I'm desperate, I call on his name desperately. When I'm not desperate, yeah, it shows up when I call on his name. Oh, Lord Jesus. God wants to see. And, yeah, God wants to see your desperation. Are you desperate? Call him desperately. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, let me go through quickly number five of the purpose, right? Number five is to receive the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 17. Okay, that's... Are you ready?
Amen.
Acts chapter 2:17. All right. Go ahead.
In the last days, God says,
I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons
and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams.
Hallelujah. Listen. When we call on the name of the Lord, listen, the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon us. Amen. Hallelujah. And people will start prophesying. Who? Especially sons and daughters. We are his sons and daughters. We will prophesy. We will prophesy. Hallelujah. The content of prophecy is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know what? You should. When you come to church on Sunday, my friend. Oh, I feel compassion for some of you. You look really tired because of the work schedule or something, huh? But you know what? If your spirit is strong, if your spirit is strong and clear and pure, listen, you will have extra energy, okay? And that will affect your emotion, you will affect your soul, and it will affect your body as well.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I can testify as a pastor, right, as a preacher, every Sunday when I stand here and preach, I don't know how, but I feel supernatural energy is here. I don't know how, but it's there. Do you understand? Do you think I don't get sick? I get sick. I'm the same human being like you, right? I get tired. I get depressed, don't I? Right?
Yeah.
But I have to preach every Sunday, right? Right? It's by God's grace.
Amen.
Do you understand? If that can happen to me, then that can happen to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
You understand, my brothers? Okay? Prophecy. Listen. If you call on the name of the Lord every day, every moment, every second, during the weekdays, when you come on Sunday, guess what? You will be filled with the spirit of prophecy. And you will speak Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Alex, I appreciate you came and you spoke Christ today. You spoke Christ today. You see, we got to speak Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You have your portion of Christ. If you didn't share your portion of Christ today, we will not enjoy that particular portion of Christ. Because you share, we enjoyed it. Amen.
Amen.
Do you get my point?
Yeah.
So the more share, the more we will enjoy it. The more share, we will have the feast. But if one or two share, it's not a feast, isn't it? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This is a feast, amen? If this is a feast and everybody says, okay, this is a feast, everybody bring your portion of your food, your national food, okay? Burundi food, Gabon food, England food. Yes. Yes, okay, you bring all your portion of your food, all right? So we're gonna put it, display on the table. We're all gonna enjoy it together, all right? And then the time came, only 3 person brought food. Is that a, can that become a feast or no feast? Only 2 people brought small portion of food to feed 50 people. Is that a feast or? Huh? Do you understand what the point I'm trying to tell you here?
Yeah.
Physically I'm speaking, that's a feast. Okay, bring your food. But only 2 person brought food. Is that a feast? Enough to feed everybody?
No.
Do you understand? Everybody will be hungry. Oh, do you understand? Spiritually, many people will be hungry and leave this room still with hunger. Mm. Not filling up. You know why? Because only few brought food. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Does this make sense?
Yes.
Thank God I'm preaching for some time. He preached today, right? Huh? But we should not rely on preaching. Okay? Oh, we should put more focus on every member's talking. Functioning of the every members. If this is a body and only eyes are functioning, something wrong, isn't it? Whole body needs to function, right? Every one of you, you are the part of the body of Christ, and you have right to prophesy Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Because you experience Christ every day. I know. Right? I know. Oh, thank you, Sister Siskia brought. Yes, we need to speak, but also to listen, right? Yes, if you talk with Jesus Christ, you can hear Him. And what you heard, what you communicate with Him, what you felt, what you experienced, you can share. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, number 6, to drink. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Let's read it together. Next. Okay. Begin. Come, all you who are thirsty. Come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We can come to Jesus and drink without cost, without money. But there's a condition. What's the condition? You have to come. You have to come. If you went to soccer today, you cannot drink Jesus. Abundantly like this, huh? Isn't it? You watch soccer, isn't it? But if you come here, listen, you can drink Jesus. Amen. All who are thirsty. Now, second, first condition is you have to come to Jesus. Second, you have to be thirsty. How thirsty are you? That's the question. You see? Listen. Yes, we need to drink Jesus, right? Look. I'm trying to explain, but it's not easy. Okay, when we say, Lord Jesus, we are drinking Jesus. But you know what? When we want to drink Jesus, we have to be thirsty first. If we're not thirsty, then we're not going to see the need of drinking. Who would appreciate the most of the water in the desert? Fresh water, cold water in the desert. Who will appreciate the most? Huh? The one who is more thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you will not appreciate. But if you're thirsty, you appreciate, right? See, who will appreciate the calling on the name of the Lord? One who is? Oh, hallelujah. I'm revealing the deep point here. This is like a secret. This is a secret of calling on the name of the Lord. If you're thirsty, you will call on the name of the Lord. If not thirsty, you will not. So the point here is, we need to pray to Jesus that He will have mercy on us, that He will make us thirsty. Because we ourselves cannot make ourselves thirsty. Do you understand? There are so much things to look at in this world, so much things to hear, so much places to go, to enjoy and pleasures of this world, pleasures of the flesh, pleasures of the eyes. Do you understand? We need God's mercy and grace to make us thirsty. So we have to. So how can God make us thirsty? Well, this is where it comes to a point of deliberately calling on the name of the Lord. Because first time, you're not going to do it unconsciously. It takes time. 1 year, 2 years. For me, it took about 2 years. Now, I call on his name unconsciously, unintentionally. It becomes part of my life. And I am so thankful. I'm still in the process too. But it's much easier for me to live out Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. When you call on the name of the Lord, listen, he will make you more thirsty. I remember the brother AB, Jim Simbala, the pastor of the Tabernacle Church. I remember him saying this: the greatest answer to your prayer is more prayer. The greatest answer to your prayer is more prayer. The greatest answer to your calling on the name of the Lord is more calling on the name of the Lord. Isn't this great? Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. Okay. Number seven, please. To enjoy the Lord's abundance. I think he touched on this topic already. Romans 10, 12 says, listen, it says, Lord of all and riches, richly blesses all those who call him. You know what happened? Let me tell you something here, right? Okay. When you call on the name of the Lord, this is what happens. He dispenses himself into you. When you call on the name of the Lord, this is what happens. He imparts his gift into you. When you call on the name of the Lord, this is what happens. The heavenly things transmits to into you. Okay? Carries onto you. Oh, Lord Jesus. I want more of the heavenly things. Even now. Okay, last point. Romer 3, how to call upon the name of the Lord, okay? All right, number one, now. Okay, some people might say this, oh, I call on the name of the Lord, but it's not working. Okay, this is for you. This message is for you, okay? If you call on the name of the Lord and nothing happened, you didn't experience Christ, this is for you. All right, this is for me too. All right, number one, we have to call upon him with a?
Pure heart.
Amen. What a pure heart means? Single purpose. You understand? Pure heart means I want Christ only. I want Christ plus money. That's not pure heart. I want Christ plus power. That's not pure heart. You understand? Okay? I love my wife here. Pure heart. What's that? I only look to her. I don't look to any other woman. Pure heart. You understand? I look only to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen? Oh, this is a hard one, huh? This is a hard one? Aircon 좀 크게 쓰죠. 세게. 넘버를 뭐죠? 숫자를 맞춰주세요. 어, Lord Jesus. First, 2 Timothy 2:22. I'm almost done here. Let's read together. 2 Timothy 2:22. Ready? Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on them out of a pure heart. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want pure heart. Pure heart, oh God. Not mixed heart, but pure heart. You understand? There's pure water here, pure water, 100% water. Not mixed with poison, not mixed with oil, not mixed with some kind of, you know, you understand? It's 100% water, pure heart. So even pure heart, listen, even pure heart, we cannot have it by ourselves, right? What do we need to do? We need God's mercy, right? Listen. Everything about this Christian life, this journey of our faith, listen, we cannot do it ourselves. Everything, it requires God's absolute mercy, absolute grace. That's why we need to call on the name of the Lord.
Yes. Yeah.
How dare we? How dare I? To live my Christian life without him. I can't, right? So I need him. I need him day by day. I need him moment by moment. So how do I express to him that I need you? It's to call on his name. Lord Jesus. If I say Lord Jesus, he knows that I need him. He knows that I'm desperate. Pure heart. Oh, Lord Jesus. There's a song called like this. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts, Let us not lift our souls to one another. You know that song? Give us pure heart. Give us clean hands. Amen. Oh, we need to say this all the time. Lord, I need pure heart. Brothers, 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 do you come to church with pure heart? Only looking to Jesus? Only wanting to worship Him? Why can you say amen?
Amen.
I hope you are. You're not coming to church for something else. I'm very sad to hear that some church, they give money to foreigners who come. I'm very sad. Because that's contaminating. That's destroying believers. That's not making pure heart. That's making actually contaminated heart. God will pay that. God will punish that. Church got to be pure. Purely Christ. Christ and Him alone. Hallelujah. Amen. I wish we have more capacity to help you to get job, you know, for the hospitals and all other things. Mercy ministry. I pray with all my heart that we can help you the most we can. But that is not the point of church. The point of church is to provide Christ.
Yes.
And nothing else. Hallelujah. I can tell you where to go to get a job, where to get a visa help, all that, you know? Oh, brothers, would you pray with me that God will sanctify our church and make it more pure? Hallelujah. Amen? Only for Christ. Hallelujah. Nothing else. Amen. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Because we don't want to be like a sister says, oh, Lord, we did all this and that. I never knew you. You evildoers, depart from me. If that happens, that's the most miserable thing, isn't it? Oh, Lord Jesus, we want you, Jesus, nothing else. We want pure heart. Hallelujah. Pure heart, amen! Oh, we want pure heart. We want Jesus to be number one in our life. Not number two, number one! Oh, brothers, come on. I love you. So I'm gonna tell you this now. This is like a bonus now. Okay, my spirit really wants to share this now. Matthew 6:33. Listen, I did ministry for about 23 years now, and this verse has been principle in my life. The guiding principle. This verse has been guiding principle. And until now, God fed me, God blessed me, blessed children, blessed the ministry, everything what it is, you know, He blesses. Because I put this seriously, Matthew 6:33. You know that verse, right? Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah!
Yay!
Hallelujah!
Yay!
All the word, all includes everything about you. Everything about you. Many people, believers, are living the upside down. They're seeking all these things and Jesus is behind. And Jesus, no, let me go before you and all these things will be following you. Do you want all things to follow you or you want to follow the old things? If you follow the old things, the end of it is miserable. If you follow Jesus, oh, you will gain it. You will gain it at the end. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, don't compromise with Jesus. Don't compromise with Scripture. You put number one. Amen. Seek first His kingdom. That kingdom is church here. We are living the church age now. Soon the church age will be ended. Finished. And we will enter into the kingdom age. Do you understand? The millennium age. Kingdom age. But now we are living this church age, right? So church represents kingdom. So when Bible says seek kingdom first, it means church. The body of Christ. Because Christ is not only the head. He's also the body. Oh Lord Jesus, may your eyes open right now. Amen. Amen? You gotta put the body of Christ first, priority. That's how you put Christ. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, number two. We have to call upon Him with pure lips. Listen, if you have a pure heart, you will have pure lips. Amen? It's like this. You complain all the time. You complain all the time and you say the negative things. words all the time and you come to church on Sunday trying to worship Jesus, you will have a hard time. But if you continuously call on the name of the Lord during the weekdays and when you come to church on Sunday, you will be stirred up and you'll be very excited and you will enjoy Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, don't ever, ever negative words come out from your mouth. Whenever you feel itchy to say negative words about something, listen. Lord Jesus, you understand, huh? You understand? Whenever I want to complain to my wife, why is food like this? Why is this food like this? It's not salt. You need more salt. Huh? Sometimes I want to say like that. I need more salt, honey. No, no. Oh, yeah. Lord Jesus. You understand? Huh? Sometimes you want to complain something to tell somebody, huh? What are you going to do? Lord Jesus. Huh? Okay, so number three, we have to call upon Him with open lips. Bible says, Psalm 81 verse 10. Why open wide your mouth and I will fill it. Amen. God is ready to fill it. Are you ready to receive it?
Amen.
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 Last point, number four. We have to call upon Him His name, what?
Daily.
Psalm 88 verse 9. Read it. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord. Every day I spread out my hands to you. Amen.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, Daniel prayed three times a day, right? Daniel, right? Huh? Okay. So every day we call on the name of the Lord. Number five, last point. For as long as we live, we have to call upon our Lord. Amen. Psalms 116 verse 2. Let's all stand together and read this scripture together. Let's declare it. As our declaration, as our faith. Amen. Are you ready?
Yes.
Psalm 116 verse 2. Begin. Because eternity is near to me, I will call on Him as long as I live.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As long as I